1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Maui's mayor says a new emergency management director will be picked soon. The former chief, Herman Andaya, resigned after defending the move not to sound warning sirens during the wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Andaya's resignation comes as we ask new questions today, not only about his decision-making, but where he was and what he was doing at the time of this fire. Meanwhile, a FEMA official tells me that more lives could have been saved had he activated those sirens.
CBS's Elizabeth Campbell on the search effort.
It just continues to be such a meticulous process to find everyone and sorting through that ash. We do know, we talked to a FEMA representative who told CBS News that they're finding a lot of people in their beds and a lot of people in their cars. So there's a mix of people who were sleeping and who were trying to get out and couldn't get out in time.
Help from overseas for Hawaii from Japan's leader.
Prime Minister Kishida offered condolences for the deaths in Hawaii and pledged that Japan will be giving the U.S. $2 million worth of aid.
CBS's Christina Ruffini, the prime minister's at Camp David, along with South Korea's president and President Biden for a summit.
I'm deeply grateful for your leadership, and I look forward to working with both of you as we begin this new era of cooperation and renew our resolve to serve as a force of good across the Indo-Pacific and, quite frankly, around the world as well.
In Western Canada, officials say a wildfire could make its way to the city of Yellowknife sometime this weekend. All 20,000 residents are making their way out.
Nobody envisioned an event of this scale. And it's still really stressful. There's a lot of people left in Yellowknife that are freaking out.
A lot of people left behind freaking out, she says. Concern in California, too, as Hurricane Hilary gets closer.
We are getting ready now, ahead of this event, as it makes landfall, to make sure that we are prepared to keep Californians safe.
That's an emergency official there, Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
We are getting ready now.
We have Hurricane Hilary, now a very strong Category 4 going up to Category 5. And the way the weather pattern is setting up, Hilary will move off the Mexico coastline and make its way on due north towards San Diego and Los Angeles over the weekend.
CBS's Jim Crisula on a church leader with resume trouble.
William McLaurin, the interim president and chief executive of the Southern Baptist Convention's powerful executive committee, has resigned in disgrace. The former Tennessee pastor admitted that he falsified academic credentials in his background. He held many Southern Baptist leadership positions before becoming executive committee leader a year and a half ago.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 25 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, August 21st. In Wood County, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 115. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 at the River Block Building in Room 206. The Wisconsin Rapids School District New Colleague Luncheon is at 11:30 at East Junior High. The City of Nakusa will hold their Common Council meeting at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting scheduled for 4 p.m. has been canceled. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting is at 7 p.m. on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 at the Adams County Library. The City of Adams Finance Committee will meet at 5, and the Common Council meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 79. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. 90 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 91. 85 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the ever-spectacular and effervescent Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, August 18th, 2023, TGIF. If ever I needed a Friday, Mr. Zommers, this would be it.
It's been one of those weeks.
But we have arrived at Friday. And thankful for it, and thankful for all of you for tuning this in and listening to us. Hopefully your day is going well here. Big show today, by the way. Big show. Great guests. Makes me a happy camper. Coming up at the 1:30 hour, at the bottom of this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor of the show, Mr. Brady Ewing. He is a former Wisconsin football player, not just a player, was a letter winner, was the captain of the team his senior year, along with Russell Wilson, Aaron Henry, and there was one more. See, I always forget. Anyway, Brady was captain of the team and won 3 Big Ten championships under coach Brett Bielema back in the 2010s, I guess you'd say. Great guy, great person. He's going to be in here. And then went on to have a career in the NFL, the league, as they say, for Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady Ewing will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is actually back coaching some high school football now. So he's going to be talking. And, of course, across the Civic Media Radio Network, we have all kinds of high school sports going on, from Richland Center, our friend Phil Nee in Richland Center, also up in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, the great Chad Holmes there as well, and down in Racine and Waukesha, Don Brown and others. So all kinds of high school football across the Civic Media Radio Network. Kicked off a little bit last night, a full slate of games across Civic tonight. So I'll be talking to Brady about that, also talking to him about Wisconsin football, the Badgers kicking off in, I believe, 3 weeks here, coming up pretty fast. The 1st of September, I believe. So was it 2 or 3 weeks? Anyway,
I think
2 weeks. 1st of September. And also we're going to get Brady's take on the Pac-12 imploding, essentially no more, now that Oregon and Washington are coming to the Big Ten along with USC and UCLA from the Pac-12. So that would be talking to Brady, and also anything else Brady wants to talk about, because he's an interesting dude and a great guy. So he'll be at 1:30. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:15, I'm telling you, set the VCRs and join the kids. Bring them in from outside. It's too hot. And sit them on down. Kira Saban will be here, our life coach, our friend, our love guru. I'm not talking a lot about love today, but basically when you reach that point, and I think we all, if you live long enough, you've reached that point, a point in your life where you just say, none of this is working. It might be professional, it might be personal, and you just feel like you got to start over. How do you do that without burning, figuratively speaking, without burning everything down? How do you kind of get a fresh start on your life? Back to school, going to happen here in a couple of weeks. I think already happened for a few people.
Those poor souls.
Yeah, I know, right? But back to school coming up, kind of that fall season, now that summer is, I can't believe I'm going to say this, summer is almost over. God, that's just crazy. But how do you start over, either professionally or personally? Kira Sabin will be in at 2:15. She'll walk us through that, and if we're nice to her, she might even take a couple of calls. So Brady Ewing and Kira Sabin, and of course, at 2:50-ish, we have Mr. Zombers with his board game of the week. So looking forward to that.
And me as well.
Hey, have you got something yet or not so much?
I'll figure it out. Most of the time I do it beforehand, but every once in a while I gotta, you know, scramble a little bit, but that's right. Okay. I have a few that I'm thinking about. There was one that I was hoping to do that I found out might not exist. I'm not going to explain that further.
All right, very good. Yeah, I know communication has been a problem this week for a communication company. So I was supposed to get Mr. Zomer something and that didn't happen. So
that's not a big deal.
Oh, well. And I'm still dealing with the group or the croup or whatever it is. Maybe there's an air advisory in all seriousness. Another air advisory out for this weekend for bad air due to the Canadian wildfires. So anyway, so we got that going for us as well. By the way, if you're going to get yourself a talk show, here's what you need. You need a paper card with all your information on it so you can do this. So you can just snap it like that. All the greats, Carson, Letterman, other people that had radio talk shows, forget the Google documents. Forget the electronic stuff. What you need yourself is some good old, let's cut down a tree and have a paper card. And by the way, I'm not saying I'm nearly as great as any of those people I mentioned. I'm just saying if you want to feel like that, all you really need is a paper card with all your information on it right here in my hot little hands. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of interesting things here in this first segment. Get your take on this. First of all, I was on As Goes Wisconsin this morning with the great Jay Matinair and Greg, and because Kristen is out today.
Right.
And they were fantastic. And so we talked about a couple of these issues, and we're going to talk about get your phone calls. What do you think of the Mike Lindell? Yes, the MyPillow guy. Mike Lindell having an election summit to secure our elections. Would you trust the MyPillow guy with your elections? We'll talk about that when we come back. And also, peacocks getting vasectomies down in Florida. It's a real thing. We'll tell you about it on the other side. This is the Todd Almost Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common, too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you, so you can see more of yourself and everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Tattleball Show for a TGIF episode. It is Friday, August 18th. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Welcome back to the show. Coming up here at 1:30, Brady Ewing, former captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team and from the NFL, will join us. He is actually back in Wisconsin and coaching a little high school football now, and will join us to preview the Badger team and all things sports-related at the bottom of the hour. And then in hour two, Kira Sabin, our life coach, is in, helping us to talk about starting over. If you reach that point professionally, personally, perhaps both, how do you start over without burning everything down? We'll talk to Kira about that in hour two. Right now, time for a new segment that we're going to call My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. Welcome to My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. That's it. That's all I got. I just like that. A little Herb Elpert for you. Music for dining there back in my old RCO days. This is fantastic, by the way. This, and I have to give credit to our friend Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call from 12:15 to 1, directly before our show, who is off, by the way, getting himself hitched, married to his lovely and talented bride, and we congratulate them both on this weekend's wedding, the nuptials. Luke Sturr told me about this story before he left yesterday, and I checked into it, and it's fantastic. It appeared on the ever resourceful and reliable, I can't even say it, news network called Real American Voices. Real American Voice. Well, apparently, today, I think, is the last day of this. Down in Springfield, Missouri, the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell, is holding what he is calling the Lindell Election Summit. Secure our elections immediately. With the subheadline, the world will watch as the plan is unveiled.
I have a question.
Yes.
Isn't Mike Lindell bankrupt because no one buys his stuff now that they know he's alt-right, and also because he had to pay a bunch of money to all this fake election scheme stuff?
Well, if you watch on TV, every once in a while his ads still come on, and then he interrupts himself and says, you know, I'm interrupting this TV ad to bring you special news. Now we have my slippers made from crap. They'll last about 2 days, and they'll cost you $39. I don't know what it is, but he's still selling stuff.
You know, I don't want Mike Lindell's pillows cradling my neck as I sleep, right? Much less do I want his hands cradling the foundations of America.
That's a great way to put it. And this is how bizarre we've gotten, folks. That still the former president of the United States, the leading Republican contender for 2024, Donald Trump, despite his 90-some-odd indictments, still hanging around and taking counsel from Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy. Well, anyway, Lindell is having an election summit, as he calls it, down in Springfield, Missouri. And let me just read you some of the folks, some of the highbrow, respectable people that are going to be there. From the Fox News, Lou Dobbs, always an authority. The defender of democracy, Steve Bannon. Yes, that nut job. The Trump Steve Bannon. We also have Rudy Giuliani. I'm not sure if his hair is freshly dyed or if it'll still be running down his face. Also, former general, and I use that in the lightest terms possible, Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is there. But here's the kicker for us in Wisconsin. Also, on the headline of Mike Lindell's election summit, former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Naturally.
Right? So Robin Voss, of course, and by the way, here's what's popping with Robin Voss, the Speaker of the State Assembly. Good old Rockin' Robin Voss from Burlington, the popcorn king, as they call him on As Goes Wisconsin. Here's what's popping with Robin Voss. Of course, he gave Michael Gableman, the former conservative Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, about $2 million and counting of our tax money to fight election fraud. Well, of course, he couldn't find any. And then he goes around and he tries to stab Voss in the back, and now Voss doesn't want anything to do with him. Well, apparently Mike Gableman is still able to travel around on that $2 million of our tax money because he's down in Missouri at this election summit held by Mike Lindell. And here's their big plan to make sure that our elections are safe and secure. Incidentally, just important to point out, a fact. The 2020 election has been confirmed, verified, and sealed as one of the most safe and secure and accurate elections in U.S. history. Period.
I'm sure it's the most audited.
Probably. So this whole notion that, A, that there's a problem with our elections is false. And we've talked about this before, that the Republicans, and you're going to hear a lot about this leading up to the Republican presidential debate next Wednesday, how, oh my gosh, we can't trust people in our election system. And you know who they're going after. They're going after our friends and neighbors, the retired folks, the people taking a day off, as was pointed out in the last segment on this. It's not just all retired people. Some people take a vacation day to do a public service, to go work the polls. These people are not cheating us out of our elections. They're not doing anything wrong. Yes, okay, fine. So there's a bad apple here and there. Less than a handful. But it has been proven time and again that there was no fraud that even rose close to the election of making any sort of a significant difference in the outcome of the last election. And if you don't want to take my word for it, how about that of the former Vice President, Mike Pence, who said exactly that earlier this week? So this whole notion of election fraud is just a ruse to get us ginned up. But here's good old Mike Lindell down in Missouri with Michael Gableman. That's what we're calling this Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. I like the sound of that, right? Mike and Michael. They make a lovely couple at the Gay Pride Parade.
The Gableman Pride Parade.
The Gableman. Maybe we should rename that. I'll lead the charge.
Maybe we can use the money that he, if we get him to pay back those $2 million, we can use that to sponsor the next Gableman Pride Parade.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe I think we're on to something here. So my Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael, you got Mike Lindell and Michael Gableman, and here's their big plan. They want to go back to all paper ballots and have them hand-counted in public. Well, like I said before on this show, I mean, back when I lived out in Bloom Township in Richland County, it was paper ballots when I first started voting out there. And little by little, it's gone to, and what people don't understand is when you hear the phrase electronic voting, there is a paper component to it, all right? When you vote on an electronic machine, it's not just on a hard drive. There's actually a paper, and you can usually see it on most machines, a little paper, it looks like a adding machine tape next to it that shows who you voted for. And that's the backup to the electronic form. So anyway, they're down there. Would you trust Mike Lindell with your vote? Would you trust him to overhaul your voting machine? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I would
and
not.
And we did get a comment on Facebook from Matthew.
Oh, yes. Let's see. What have we got here? I've never understood the paper ballots, says Matthew. Says human error seems to be a much bigger issue In any area dominated by one party, it would be easier to steal. All right, good point. But again, I've spent a lot of time at a lot of elections in my life in politics. I was part of a recount. I represented a sheriff up in Shawnee County in a Republican primary, a six-way Republican primary, and it was within 30 votes. So I represented one of the candidates in sitting there and watching a recount of every single ballot. And at the end of the day, the outcome didn't change. The person that won, instead of winning by the guy who I was representing, instead of winning like by 30 or 40 votes, he won by 60. And so it was very accurate. And up there, they had a paper ballot. They also had the kind where you have the card where you draw from one side to the other, like connect the dot and slide it into a scanner. And they also had the electronic one where you touch the screen to vote and it has the paper roll next to it. They had three different forms of voting at the time in Shawnee County. So I've stood there and watched this. And in Wisconsin, we have a very safe and secure ballot system. But good comment. I appreciate that. On the Facebook, or we got Facebook, we got Twitter. Now we got YouTube, StreamYard, all these great things you can hit us up on. I want to get to this before the break. Great story from CBS News in Miami. First reported here on this network by As Goes Wisconsin's Kristen Bry. Dateline, the village of Pine Crest, Florida, outside of Miami, announcing that they will now, this is true, not made up, this is true, they will now perform vasectomies on peacocks.
And here's where I bring up a comment from earlier from Tony that I did not bring up earlier because I knew the answer was yes. Tony asks, will there be more bird sex talk like on As Goes Wisconsin? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely there'll be bird sex talk. This apparently is a problem down in Florida. According to Dr. Don J. Harris, he says that snipping the tube on a peacock is easy and quick. It says 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And when the peacock wakes up, he didn't know what happened. My question is, has anybody asked the peacock? I bet he does know what happened. Now, apparently the population of peacocks is so out of control in Pine Crest, Florida, it's leaving messes behind on driveways and scratching cars. And one of the people in the town said this, quote, "And they're really loud, especially during mating season," unquote. Who knew the peacocks were screamers?
Interesting, interesting.
Very verbal, the peacocks are, apparently. I mean, we have a geese problem here in Wisconsin. Are we going to start snipping geese?
I think the Wisconsin solution is more to shoot them.
Right. I mean, that's exactly right. So I don't, there's, I find that very interesting. I did not know there was a peacock. And peacocks, by the way, are not native to Florida. You'd think, well, it's warm down there. But apparently they're not native. And so they're an invasive species in Florida.
It's so funny to think of peacocks as an invasive species. Like you have zebra mussels and you have peacocks.
But I mean, you wake up one day and there's a couple of peacocks going at it on your Ford Bronco or whatever you're driving. I'm not sure. Maybe they should go to MyPillow. If they slept on a MyPillow, they wouldn't be able to sleep. There'd be no sex amongst the peacocks. All right, we'll turn things around here. We'll come back and regroup. We got Brady Ewing on the other side talking about Badger sports. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Brewers.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A suspected Green Bay drug dealer is free on bond. Here's Pete Schwabe.
65-year-old Stephen Priestler, also known as Uncle Fester, posted his $100,000 cash bond on Wednesday. He faces 8 charges from when police searched his East Side home back in July. Authorities found an assortment of drugs and drug paraphernalia. They also found books Priestler wrote over the years on how to make ricin and methamphetamine in the home. Priestler is due back in court today.
The Cash Playground at Mead Park in Stevens Point will close for several weeks, starting Monday, August 21st at 7 a.m. They're installing new rubber safety surfacing to ensure a safer and more enjoyable experience for all visitors. During the closure, the area will be securely fenced off and signs will be posted to notify visitors of the temporary shutdown. They expect to reopen the playground by September 15th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth Booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 79. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. 90 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 91. 85 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Went on to be an NFL veteran with Atlanta and Jacksonville, Mr. Brady Ewing. How the heck are you?
Doing great, Todd. Good to join you guys again. It's been a little bit. A lot going on in the sports world, so excited to catch up and touch base.
Right? As I guess the kids still say it, it's been a minute. That's what they tell me the kids still say.
Been a hot minute. It's been a hot minute.
Now, speaking of, you're back around the kids. And I think, by the way, this is spectacular. You told me as we were prepping for the show this week, you are back in the Wisconsin high school football scene, this time as a coach. Tell us about it.
It's super exciting, and it's been just an absolute blast to work with the kids. But it's something that the head coach here at Richland Center, Andy Troxel, approached me about, and I had been helping out in the weight room here this winter and spring and absolutely loved it. And he approached me and just wanted to know if it was something I'd be interested in on more of a part-time basis to help ease the transition, and discussed it over with family and my wife. And I still want to prioritize coaching the kids and family time and all of that, but Andy's given me some flexibility in my schedule to be able to be around it and contribute. So it's been an absolute, honestly, just a blessing to be around the kids and help develop them and our team and community. So excited to see where the season goes and learning, you know, day by day on how to best work with and coach high schoolers.
You're much younger than me, but do you remember, you ever watch the reruns? You ever watch a show called Welcome Back, Cotter? You ever heard of that before?
I have not.
It's a great show from the 70s, and it was about this guy who I believe was set in Brooklyn or New Jersey or Philadelphia. I don't know, some big city. And Mr. Cotter had gone to this high school, and then here it is. Here's the theme song. Great, very nice, Mrs. Roberts. Here we go.
Welcome back.
See, very good. So he went away, and then his school, his alma mater, needed him to come back and teach these kids, and so he comes back to his old high school to teach. And just like Welcome Back, Cotter, it's Welcome Back, Mr. Ewing, as you're back in your alma mater teaching the running backs, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's awesome to be working with those kids, and they're so passionate. We could use a little bit more depth and some more numbers, but we have a great group of young men that have come together and trying to just share some of, like we do on these calls, right? Mm-hmm. Just share some of the wisdom and things that I've learned through the years, you know, studying defenses, studying offenses and techniques, and do it all within the system that Coach Troxel's building is pretty cool.
Now, what does it feel like to be back there on the field, on a Vitus Rip field, as a coach this time versus a player?
It'll be unique, honestly. So when I got done, I officiated a little bit for a year when they had still having officiating challenges in the WIAA for football officials. And we had put the crew together and helped there. But even stepping on the field as an official, you know, it still gave you those butterflies. The game was moving fast, and you just felt a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think leading in here to the first game of the week, already feeling that a little bit. So game time is what? It's 1:37 right now.
Right?
So it's the time's ticking down, and you know, the coaches are sending their pregame text messages out and just final preparations. And you know what never ceases to amaze me though at any level?
What's that?
As a player, you take for granted how much time and preparation and attention goes into game planning and developing these athletes. And I think, you know, I've seen that at different levels, you know, when I coached in college, but to see in high school the amount of time that Coach Troxel invests along with all of the other coaches, from strength training to playbook preparation, just all of the things that, you know, practice plans and practice scripts and play calling, it's just, there's so much, and it's kind of a thankless job, but I think what's really cool is that, you know, we love it, and that's our way of, you know, giving back to the community, being involved in something we love, and hopefully developing these young student athletes to pursue greatness in whatever they choose to do, whether that's athletics or whatever, you know, the business world, whatever.
And it has to be super cool for the kids too. I mean, doing the rough math in my head, I'm terrible at math, but I mean, these kids might have been what, 5? When you were playing at Wisconsin, so I mean, they don't remember you playing there. So you're just like a legend, right? So I mean, here's a guy that played the same field that was a walk-on that ended up being a captain of the Wisconsin football team that won 3 Big Ten championships, went to 3 Rose Bowls, and then played the NFL. And here he is coaching us. I mean, that has to be super cool for them.
I can't speak for him, but there's been I will say there's been plenty of times where, you know, a kid comes into the weight room or comes to practice for the first day, and I just, you know, say hey to him and talking to him like anybody else, and you can, you know, just tell in their eyes they seem a little starstruck, and I guess I try to be very, very intentional to, you know, just reiterate that I'm a normal human being and I grew up and practiced on this same field, and I hope it gives kids encouragement that, you know, no dream is ever too big or, you know, to chase, because I was on that field at one point. I looked up to those high school football players when I was on that prep, you know, when I was younger. And yeah, to be able to come full circle and now be involved, it's pretty special.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So congratulations and thanks for giving back, Brady. Here we have on the line here, we got Jeff and Shorewood saying on Wisconsin from the class of 1989. So very happy. There you go. Another Badger listening in this afternoon. So
awesome.
Fantastic. Now I got a beef, not with you, but with one of our current Wisconsin Badgers, who he's fantastic. I hope he wins the Heisman this year. But the Big Ten Football Network or somebody asked Braylon Allen to compile his ultimate Wisconsin running back. And I guess the deal is the key is running back, not fullback, which you played. Braylon Allen puts together his favorite Wisconsin running back, and he says the frame, he picks himself, Braylon Allen, the speed of Jonathan Taylor, the stiff arm of Melvin Gordon, the third down package of James White, the power of Ron Dayne, and the vision of Monty Ball. But what about the smoothness, the finesse of Brady Ewing at fullback? The toughness, the tough nut award of Brady. You can't make those holes. None of those guys are going to get a touchdown without the fullback. You understand?
I love it. That's like quite the list, and I actually didn't see that. But to maybe the toughness of Brady Ewing or
exactly
the hands. I could catch the ball a little
you could
bit, so maybe, you know, James White definitely could as well. He was great in blitz pickup, but I'll have to pick a bone with Braylon next time.
I guess because they asked him specifically for running back, but you would have thought he could have done a solid for all the unheralded fullbacks out there.
That's right. We were in the running back room too, you know.
Right?
Just not technically the quote-unquote running back.
I know. You're the workman of the football team. That's right. The fullback.
Yeah, definitely an interesting position, and you just have to be versatile as far as running, blocking.
You think Finko Olongo are going to use any fullback at all this year?
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, for goodness' sake!
Yeah, I had talked with, you know, Longo about that during spring practices and just picked on him a little bit of, hey, man, doesn't look like you're going to have a fullback. And he said, don't worry, we'll be able to get to similar plays and similar sets with, you know, more of a tight end type guy. So he held me at bay for now. It'll be interesting to see how everything goes.
Well, let's talk about that. We got 3 minutes here, 3.5 till the break. Let's preview a little bit of the Wisconsin football team. They're in fall camp now. Lots of anticipation. I know they're at number 19 in the preseason Associated Press poll and like 23 or something like that in the coaches poll. Once again, the Badgers in the top 25. I think Iowa was in one of those, but nobody else from the West. How do you think things are looking, Brady, for the Badgers as we go into the September 1st opener?
Yes, I mean, everything that I'm seeing, reading, and hearing has been super positive. It's always tough to tell coming out of camp, and I look at it now even as a coach in the high school world. It's tough to tell how good you are when you've only been practicing against yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're practicing against yourself, you're scrimmaging against yourself, and it's always a little bit nerve-wracking, and there's some uncertainty going into the first time you're going to, you know, strap it up against somebody else, a different school, a different color helmet and everything. So I think time will definitely tell, but everything I've been hearing and seeing have been positive. I like the fact that they, you know, went to Platteville for camp. I think that especially bringing in different recruits and transfers was probably a really, really good bonding experience for those kids or those student athletes. And everything I'm seeing and hearing is positive. And excited to see what they put out on the field and if they can bring these young athletes together as a team to go out and execute kind of a new vision and a new style of play.
We're talking with former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, who is a three-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers, former captain, and spent 3 years in the league, better known to us as the NFL, joining us live from Richland Center. I misspoke, Brady. The opener is Saturday, September 2nd, not the 1st, so I'll correct myself, the 2nd of September at Camp Randall when things kick off for the Badgers. We here at Civic Media will be carrying them on WRCE in Richland Center, also Lake Air Radio up in Amory. Wisconsin Rapids also on there, and Racine and Kenosha. So all kinds of stations awesome. across the network to catch the Badgers this fall. And we're very happy. Matt LaPay, of course, back on the play-by-play. Mark Tauscher, former Badger and Packer, takes over the color commentator duties. What do you expect from Tausch and LaPay this fall?
Tausch keeps it real. I always enjoy hearing Tauscher's takes. I think he's done some minor color stuff for a little while, either with the Packers or the Badgers, and always enjoy his takes. I mean, that guy is nobody better as far as the Wisconsin roots that he has, you know, the his Packer involvement. He knows the game, and he's not bashful, that's for sure. So I think Mike Lucas did a great job. I think he retired now, or you know, however things transpired there. And yeah, excited to hear Tausch call games. And LaPay, I mean, I'm a huge LaPay fan. Yeah, great person. Obviously does a fantastic job with calling games. I still can remember Saturdays here in Richland Center listening to him call games with my dad and I and our family were out working in the yard or something. So anytime I hear him a call a game or a touchdown, it just gives me goosebumps up and down my spine. So
yeah, you love listening to those guys. He's a great guy. And a few years back, I got SiriusXM radio in my truck. And on Saturdays, I'll kind of flip around because you can basically get all the different college games across Sirius on different network channels. And you're absolutely right. I've listened to guys on the SEC, the Pac-12, the ACC, all over the country. And, of course, I'm biased, but if I'm just taking my Badger hat off for a second, I haven't heard any other college play-by-play announcer as good as or better than Matt LaPay.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I mean, look at even in Richland Center, the job that Phil Nee does.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil, LaPay, Euchre, I mean, some legendary right. announcers in their respective markets and their respective sports and things like that. Just it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. No, we're very blessed at Civic here with Phil Nee at RCO and RCE. And then we've got Chad Holmes up at Bull Falls and Don Brown at Waukesha, down at WAUK and several others. So, yeah, I mean, we're from high school on through professional sports, we're pretty spoiled when it comes to good announcers here across the Wisconsin Radio Network. We're going to come back and talk to Brady a little bit about the Pac-12 implosion or explosion, whichever you want to call it, and how that's going to affect our Wisconsin Badgers. Because, Brady, it feels like, I mean, we got about 30 seconds here, but it feels like to me this is probably one of the best years for Wisconsin to have opportunity to win the Big Ten for a little while.
Yeah, to see some of the teams that are going to be coming in and the way that landscape's going to change, it's going to be a lot of change.
And so those dreaded Oregon Ducks who stole the Rose Bowl away from us are going to be a part of our conference. Deplorable. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. Brady Ewing of the Todd Almost Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill. 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Each week, we take 2 hours, and we look for country music songs that have kind of fallen off of the mainstream. These are songs that have been forgotten over the last several years, or songs that maybe were never discovered. And each week, we pick a theme, and today's theme is all about the blues. So, Drew, I'm really excited to go through some of these songs with you, looking at the blues.
Me too. I'm so pumped. I was thinking about our theme in general of forgotten country, you know, things that were overlooked or that we need to remember. And it's kind of ironic or a paradox because a lot of the blues is about forgetting. It's about trying to forget and not remember. It's about forgetting what the lady did to you or the man or the boss. But a good way to get through that, obviously, is to sing about it. And I love the blues, and I love the blues' influence on country music. You can see it through the lyrics. You can hear it through the melodies. And it's just such an interesting and cool part of American history that all of our musical genres grew up together. So they influenced each other the same way the kids you grew up with affected the way you talk or dress. That's what happened with music in America.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, just the connection to the blues is something that a lot of people have forgotten about in recent years. To your point, it feels today that you have country music, you have blues music, you have rock music, you have kind of all these different, you know, stations that you can tune into. But in fact, it was all happening together. And, you know, the blues used to be called the rural blues, which was a reference or at least a specific type of music that was coming up through the Mississippi Delta, really impacting singers in Texas and in Mississippi and in the Deep South. And it was largely coming from Black communities, very much connected to the field songs that slaves were singing in the fields. And it developed, you know, very much at the same time that you had the, you know, hillbilly music of Appalachia. And it wasn't until, you know, bluegrass music around the time of World War II when the bluegrass artists started incorporating blues chords and jazz chords into their music. And it was this real intentional practice back then to do that.
And if you look at the history of the recording industry, specifically in Nashville and Memphis, you can see a direct line of what you were talking about, where the blues and sort of hillbilly music and those musicians came together and started creating new songs or reimagining old ones. And the record labels decided to divide their Black artists and our country artists and play them on different radio stations. And of course, we're getting into segregation and stuff like that. But interestingly, a lot of these songs were both country songs and R&B. What's R&B? Rhythm and blues songs, sold to different groups of people by different companies under the same umbrella. And I really love that aspect of American history. Obviously, there's some ugliness and some pain associated with how and why those segregations happened. But I love the idea that people were making art together and then having to pretend they made it separately because the record label wanted them to.
Yeah, sometimes those, like, you know, corporate entities are doing more to divide us than I think, you know, than what's happening organically just in our communities. And I think you have specific artists. I mean, going back to Elvis, I mean, Elvis became famous for being able to play music that was, you know, oftentimes more popular or seen more as, you know, within the Black community, and he was able to do it in a broader context as well. And I think that really opened up some of those, you know, sometimes narrow-minded corporate influences that were trying to sell the records. And the other thing I'll say about blues music and country music is there are so many songs about the blues and country music. I think I literally had like, I mean, obviously there's thousands of country songs about being sad and the blues and so many that really showcase the connection to the blues. But so we only picked, you know, a handful for today. I think we might have to do a whole, you know, a second round of songs because there's a lot of songs that I think people might expect that they're going to hear on this show that they won't. Because we've tried to, you know, kind of focus in on a handful here. The first song that we're going to be playing, one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to, show a really contemporary song, that, you know, people might not know today that really connects back to that traditional sound that you saw in country music, but also, connects back to the blues music. So the first song that I picked to play is Corralling the Blues by Colter Wall.
Colter Wall, man, Canadian country and Western artist. That voice, that's the thing that's a throwback for me. You can hear the sadness and the blues in his voice. It harkens back to Johnny Cash, but it also harkens back to some old-timey music. It's unmistakable. If folks haven't heard of Colter Wall, I think they're about to be blown away.
Yeah, and I think we may have played one or two songs from him in previous shows, but I think, you know, he's one of these artists that is active today. I think the song we're going to play next, it was from this year, was from 2023. He really emerged onto the independent country stage in 2017 with a few songs that were released back then. I think at the time he was only mid-20s maybe, and his voice sounded like he was, you know, much, much, much older than just 20 years old.
Well, the first album I heard of his was called Appalachia Rising. And the first song I think was the Blacktop song. And I thought he was from where I'm from and 70 years old. so just that voice was really, it's really something.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's the type of voice that has made this type of music more popular outside of country context, right? Like it's the type of song that you'll hear on a pickup truck commercial that has really mainstream appeal, but is coming from an artist that is really blazing new paths in country music. All right, so next up we have Corralling the Blues by Colter Wall.
Get to thinking that I might could quit drinking, but then what else is there to do? It's this contemplation that spurs conversation with the ceiling that I've been talking to. If I keep my hands working, it holds off the hurting. The work is all but true. But when the day's at a close and I'm all alone, you can guess where my mind wanders to. And it's a feeling I've known since before I was grown. I'm howling, corralling the blues. Since before I was grown, I'm howling, corralling the blues. I'm howling, corralling the blues.
Drew, we played a song that is out now. It's from a contemporary artist. But I also wanted to play a song here up front on the show, going back to where it really all started. So the next song I have is Crossroad Blues by Robert Johnson. And this is like...
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.